this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I graduated from medical school in 1977. I did my research in marine bacteriology and genetics in 1973. Finished my PhD research project, never wrote the thesis because my grandfather was dying of diabetes and I switched and went into medicine rather than write the thesis. My director told me all I had to do was write the thesis because I finished a five-year project in 5 months. I trained under Dr. Robert Brown, who is a bioweaponeer, worked at Bethesda and also the Carolinska Institute. I can tell you that there are a number of things, having worked as a civilian doctor on contract with U.S. Space Command Strategic Defense of Star Wars in the mid-90s in Colorado, and having a background in bacteriology and genetics, exactly what's going on in terms of the material, because I took care of pilots flying out of Buckley and Peterson Air Force bases in Colorado that fly at high-altitude drones and robotic drones as well as aircraft that are dumping biotoxins into the air.
This is the geoengineering program we're talking about.
Now, they started doing tests on bacterial dispersion back in the 1920s with biplanes. And they were using bacteria that were real simple ones, like ones that would show up orange in an agar plate. We have specific bacteria, without getting into all the specifics, that they, when they grow, they turn orange in the agar plate. So you can see if the flow in your lab is, the airflow is proper, and if you were able to kill off the bacteria by flaming the counters with alcohol. So you pour alcohol on them and flame them. So then you can have a clean environment. You'd put these plates out to make sure that you weren't having any dispersion of bacteria in the lab that would screw up your tests. Now, there's basically four types of biotoxins, and most people are aware of a couple of them, but not all four. The first biotoxin is bacterial, viral, mycobacterial, fungal, etc. And these are, when they're doing testing and they're sending these dispersants out there, at low altitude, there's basically three levels of, quote, chemtrails, which are basically chemical and biological and other nanotechnological agents that are released to the atmosphere all the way from low atmosphere to high. And if you're looking at the low atmosphere, those are primarily dispersants of biological weapons, chemicals, and they usually have Bacillus thuringiensis, Bacillus florensis, which fluoresces under a Woods lamp, so they can actually pick up the stringy material and the bacteria, and actually see that was a deposit caused by their chemtrail creating these little expanding fluffy clouds that block the sun and change the albedo of the lower atmosphere so they can induce cloud formation and so on. They're also looking at dispersion of biological agents. In fact, 85% of the research of the U.S. military in terms of biological weapons research, 85% for the last 25 years, is not on growing viruses or bacteria, but creating what's called mycotoxins under stressful conditions. And mycotoxins are used in the battlefield, but they also want to use them in Operation Sunshine with these small robotic helicopters that can spray a population, knock them down. It doesn't kill you, but it paralyzes you, and then they can do whatever they want. They can disorient the population, they can make you nauseated, vomiting your guts up, and they can make you so disoriented you can't stand up. And so these, we call psychoactive agents, are biotoxins specifically extracted from fungi. That's the number one project the U.S. military has been working on. Not biological agents that get out of control because they realize it'll kill their own soldiers, and they can also mutate, so even if they, quote, think they have a vaccine, it won't protect them. And they don't have 100% verification that even all of their biohazard suits don't have holes in them or other problems that happen when you're in the battlefield. So what they've done is they've concentrated on what's called immediate dispersion biological mycotoxins. So that's the first layer. Is biological weapons, viruses, markers to measure the dispersion pattern. Second level of the chemtrail project is what's called weather modification. They put what's called doping agents that actually create micronuclei. Just like cosmic rays create micronuclei, is there coronal mass ejections from the sun, the solar wind, and also what's called gamma bursts and background cosmic radiation, which varies in the cosmos. So when there's a lot of cosmic radiation, there's going to be more rainfall. Okay? So they're trying to modify the weather, and they have a supercomputer at Boulder, at NOAA, that takes the data when they do what's called drivers. They insert a driver, and it can be thousands of miles away, but it affects weather patterns in the jet stream so they can affect the climate as a weather weapon against other countries. They can create drought, they can create famine, they can create tremendous weather storms, and they can steer weather by creating what's called a trans-dimensional vortex. It's a spiral-shaped magnetic flux field that pull storm cells in toward a spiraling magnetic flux field. They can actually pull them in and create a storm cell and move it like with a joystick by superheating the ionosphere in the upper atmosphere. and they have these weapon systems. They're not just ground-based like HAARP. They're space-based weapons platforms that superheat the ionosphere. The third level is that people are not aware of is nanotechnology, and they are putting nanotechnological weapons into the atmosphere. And those include genetically modified organisms and nanotechnologically developed nanoorganisms that are basically biorobots. The fourth level that people have never heard of before is that they are turning the entire atmosphere into what's called a plasma. And when they put these particular particles like a nanoparticle barium, thorium, and strontium, and every 50th atom of thorium by nature is radioactive, they're doing this because they're creating a plasma. And when they do the upper atmosphere, they're doing what Edward Teller suggested should be done at 22,000 miles up, but they're doing it in the upper troposphere at around 80,000 to 73,000 feet to deflect coronal mass ejections to stop the CME from knocking those power grids and electronics on the ground. Now, the only chips that are EMP-proof, because tubes are somewhat resistant, but not totally, so the Russians have known this for decades, so most of their aircraft, including their big long-range bomber jets, et cetera, still use tubes, because tubes are relatively EMP-resistant, but not totally. The only totally resistant electromagnetic microchips are the IEEE PROME chips from Atmel Corporation in Colorado Springs. And they're called a ferromagnetic chip. I have all the technical details on it, and I have a close to photographic memory, advanced technical training, and pretty well every science you can think of. When I talked to the technicians, and understood they were way behind production in order to replace all of our jet aircraft operating chips, our marine craft, for example, most of our Navy, we've bought chips on the open market. Most of those chips are made in China. And we've also transferred technology to China, but what's called scalar, harmonically resonant electromagnetic weapons. And the Chinese have these weapons, and have also given them to the Iranians. So they can tune to the specific microchips, say, in our step-down transformers and our battle carrier groups, or missile launch systems, and they can actually shut off the microchips thousands of miles away. So we're idiots thinking we're going to go to war with China or Iran because they can simply tune out and shut down the daisy chain of all of our microchips. So what they're trying to do is they want to create a plasma because they can then pump frequencies through it called, specifically, every tissue in every living organism was called a harmonic capacitor, which means there's a specific tunable frequency. Just like an earthquake will take down one building but not the next one, because if there's not frequencies within that earthquake that are harmonic with a specific building, the building will not develop what's called giant waves and tear the structure apart. Well, the same with the living organism. There's a harmonic frequency for every tissue and every organ. And if you create the specific harmonic frequencies, you can release certain biological molecules, you can destroy certain tissues, and you can activate certain gene complexes. They're fully aware of this, and they deploy these in Gulf War II. They were called poppers. And these poppers, basically, the reason why I asked my contact why they call them poppers is because the Republican Guard would pop out of bunkers like they're popcorn, because they would release the fear molecule, and hardened Republican Guard murderers would pop out of them crawling up to the Americans without one shot being fired, begging them to turn it off, because they were in such a state of fear. They used them in Fallujah and Najaf, so the people would walk out in the middle of a combat zone, a woman and child, and the operational robots, we had over 12,000 deployed in Gulf War II, would lock onto them and hit them with a ping for a friend or foe dog tag, and if they didn't have a friend dog tag on, they could do an accurate headshot at 2.5 miles with either a high caliber weapon or a directed energy weapon. So we're in the 21st century where mind warfare, operational robots, directed energy weapons, and turning the plasma of the air literally to, if you want to kill an entire crop because the air has become a plasma, you can pump frequencies that can be toxic to a wheat crop. You can pump in frequencies from the sky that can cause certain changes in behavior and cause bliss to make people unreasonably exuberant despite the fact that they're in a dangerous situation. And you can make people basically psychologically and physically paralyzed so they can't function. And people think, oh no, this is just sci-fi, they can't do it. I can spend hours giving them the technical details of exactly how they can do it. I don't want to because I know some whack job out there will probably try to do it and turn it into a biological weapon. The government already has plenty, and I didn't want to discover what I found 30 years ago and present it to a panel of biophysicists called Photon Maser Biophysics after developing a morphogenic field machine and building 12 of them with a Canadian government grant and working with the as a team physician for the Calgary Flames in the early 1980s when I practiced in Calgary. My background in nuclear physics, I was supposed to go to MIT Nuclear Physics and switch to Honor Biochemistry. I have a particular talent at math, physics, and hard sciences, and I believe in numbers. I also have a close to photographic memory and have the capacity to do things that most people think is a little unusual. So, it's not blowing my horn, it's to say, I'm like Usain Bolt, okay? If you want to do battle with me in the court, I am fearless but not careless. I'm going to tear you apart and, like a wood chipper, turn you into a mush. And my attitude toward the people that try to pretend that this technology is not possible, when they have LRAD candidates they deployed in Escondido and Carlsbad 3 years ago when they had the pre-elections in 2008 where they could go up to 300 decibels, that if they turned it up to a maximum, they could liquefy your liver, cause you to have grand mal seizures, or have a cardiac arrest. I don't think they should be deploying these as sound systems. I don't think they should be deploying active denial systems that can cause terahertz waves to activate the pain receptors in the Langerhans complex in your skin, which is the complex I discovered and have patents on the initial pain gate in the skin. I'm the actual discoverer of the pain gate. So I am totally pissed. And anybody who is ignorant enough to think that I'm blowing smoke or this is, they need to turn off the radio, turn off the YouTube, walk away and have a quiet suicide and don't bother me anymore. And I do tell people, if you're stupid enough to threaten me in any way, I will sue you, and if you try to harm me or my family, and you try to come to my home or threaten me, I'm going to make your day. It's going to be a bad one. So, we're in the final struggle for humanity now. This is not a rehearsal. The weapon systems are now turning on us, including the smart grid, which is an Agenda 21 program. And I talked to Dr. Ole Johansson for an hour and 15 minutes from 4 o'clock to 5:15 Pacific time, the day October 11th, exactly 10 years and 1 month after 9/11, which was a nuclear demolition. And they repeatedly threatened to arrest me for doing the requested testing that would measure iron elements like iron 58, non-radioactive, heavy element of iron caused by neutron insertion from a nuclear blast, or other isotopes that are slow decaying radioisotope signatures indicating the use of superthermite, which they did use, and nuclear weapons, as U.S. Army Corps engineer micronukes set in a chain of pearls down the central core of the building to turn the third of the mass of the building to an atomic vapor, which, by the way, superthermite wouldn't do. So people need to understand just how far down the rabbit hole we are. This is the end game, and the end game is to kill us. This is not to just kind of control us. It's to control us first and then to kill us. And once they have a new financial order, they want to have a carbon tax, and they want to be able to have the smart grid in place so they can shut off your power, put toxic frequencies through the broadband power network. They can destroy your health, destroy your biology, control your mind, and eventually terminate you and your family after they've sterilized you. And people think this is just a delusion. They're an idiot. They're going to die soon and take themselves out of the gene pool. That's the facts.
What is the remedy here? What can people do to stop this?
Revolution.
What?
Revolution. Yeah. Revolution. The people that are going to occupy Wall Street, including my second oldest son, Stephen, who's down there now in a tent in San Diego downtown, is they're not asking for the governor or the chief magistrate or the city mayor or anybody to come out and talk to them. They just want to talk to each other and tell everybody they're sick and tired of this and they're mad as hell like network and they're not going to take it anymore. They're basically at the point now where we're, as Gerald Celente says, moments away from a hot, bloody revolution. Moments away. We're fed up. And when we see what they're doing to the Greeks and what they want to do with the European sovereign debt and how the world economy is teetering on disaster, the Greeks, I read this morning in the Wall Street Journal, they're still trying to squeeze them more, and there's no way they're going to come up with enough money to keep the debt sovereign. The same with Portugal, Spain, and Italy. So Europe is toast, America is toast, and it's all by design so they can create a new global economy with $100 billion a year just to force us into the smart grid and all the other grids they want. Because I took care of employees at the Virtual World Project at Falcon, Colorado Schubert Air Force Base, three higher levels of security than NORAD. I was their doctor and took care of some of the employees in the Virtual World Project for 6 years. And as they say, I have advanced technical and scientific backgrounds in virtually every specialty from multiplexing, satellite signals to machine language software programming to nanotechnology, chemistry, biochemistry, genetics, biology, medicine, pretty well every area of science that you can imagine I understand and have either self-taught in everything from geomagnetism to geology, and have an extensive background in every one of these areas to be able to converse with all these specialists, retain everything that they say, and feed them more information to cross-correlate between these various diverse specialties that don't talk to each other. I have had a measured IQ over 200, and I have a badass attitude and a personality disorder which does not have reverse gear.
We're glad you're on our team, I'll tell you that much right now. And we're on the
Darth Vader. But I can tell you, these people who wish they had the devil after them, not Deagle, because I'm not going to back down. When they think they're going to put a smart meter on my house, as I told them off, these technicians yesterday and this attorney, Raul Alamendi Smith, I made it very plain, and so did my wife, Michelle, who's another warrior, that we are going to sue their ass. That they, if they cut off the power, they're going to immediately, we're going to, in fact, I got a call right now, the Mitch Blacker from 10 News, who have been feeding this information for 2 months on the story, he's gotten every email, including the latest one this morning, sent to Raul Smith, the senior legal counsel for Sempra Energy, San Diego Gas and Electric, that they're in deep trouble. Rather than bullying me, they've just pissed me off, Major. There will be no bullying. What's going to happen is we made it very plain. You want to put an analog meter that's certified by SDG&E? No problem. You want to put a smart meter? It's not going to be funny. You will not have access to it. You try to cut the power, you're going to get sued. I'll have an injunction on you, and I'll have a lawsuit slapped on you, not in state court, but federal court. I've been preparing a lawsuit for the last 2.5 months, so we're just about ready to file. So, and I talked to Dr. Ole Johansson. I'm the first individual, especially professional, in any country in the world willing to file against the federal government, the Utilities Commission, and the utility in federal court.
And this will be discussed today on your radio program with Dr. Johansson.
Yeah, I discussed it yesterday with Ron McDonald on hour number one and hour number three when I had Julia Schopik on cancer, because these smart meter radiation things are very strongly inducive of cancer, heart disease, dementia, infertility, mood disorders, violent behavior, you name it. These smart meter scalar radiation electrotoxins induce changes in biology, free radical damage, and I'm presenting the keynote lecture in Las Vegas in December on the interaction between mitochondria and free radicals and specific gene complexes that regulate aging and cancer. I'm presenting the primary lecture on that in Las Vegas to all the doctors in the world. And next spring, I'm presenting the primary lecture to the Academy of Environmental Medicine on Fukushima and world radiation caused by the Fukushima radiation disaster, including the layout of the nuclear reactor, which I'm an expert on as well. Because I took care of employees working at the Savannah River Nuclear Plant in Central Illinois, as the director of the Occam Clinic and the Emergency Department and Trauma Center and Burn Center, and also was next down from the commander working at Rocky Flats, the most toxic nuclear waste site in the Western world. So I was their doctor. So they're not talking to a minor person here. They're talking to someone who's highly qualified and experienced and really pissed off about the idea that they're going to dismiss it and say, we don't care about the health of your daughter or yourself. We don't care about cutting off your power. We're going to not only cut off your power, we're threatening to sue you and put you in jail, Dr. Deagle, for a year. And I'm not happy.
Now, what would you say to people right now that are noticing the consequences of the overhead aerial spraying, and there are people now that are becoming frightened? What actions do
you... The air is being converted to a plasma so they can pump scalar frequencies to affect biology.
What can people do to stop this?
The primary thing is we have a radiation protection protocol that's for smart meters and toxic radiation, and I have nutraceuticals specifically to stop the growth of pathogens and the effects of scalar radiation on your cells. The most important protection, this is Dr. Carlo, is remineralization. And then free radical protection, we have things like our MycoD2, Nutritral long-acting alpha-lipoic acid, and the cell detox glutathione, the most powerful glutathione in the world. And if you look at the protocol, you need to take new supplements that remineralize your cells, because the primary effect of scalar radiation is demineralization. When your spray is exposed to scalar radiation, your cells, the ion channels, leak your mineral levels, and your cells get demineralized. You have a free radical load, and your body can't protect it, so you get DNA breaks and damage, and the primary protectant is mineralization of the cells. So if they look at that protocol, it makes it very plain, and it's what I call protection. The problem is the ultimate protection is to stop the exposure. They're turning the world in literally into a microwave. Bees can't find a way back to the nest, and birds are losing their way to navigate. And the reason is every living thing has magnetite. Magnetite is a molecule present in all living things because the flux fields of the Schumann resonance of the Earth's geomagnetic pulse brushes the electrons to the outer orbitals and allows them to cause chemical interactions. If you put an animal or a human being or an insect in a mu metal box where there's no brushing magnetic flux fields because it creates a field effect where they flow around the object in a mu metal box, the animals die. They go into slow motion first and then they die. So what it means is they're actually putting a toxic scalar field that's destroying the epigenetics to control our genes. And they know that. They're actually turning the air into a plasma so they can control living things on the Earth. They can also trigger off earthquakes by reaching what's called the piezoelectric slip threshold by pumping in scalar frequencies that are harmonic with the tectonic plates. And once it reaches the enough energy, the crystal structure of the fault lines start to absorb the energy and create a harmonic frequency that results in the mu or resistance between the rock faces to drop towards zero. And then the rock faces release energy until the mu or resistance rises again, and you get a massive earthquake. So they can use this type of technology to affect biological systems, steer the jet stream by superheating the atmosphere and triggering off geomagnetic effects, earthquakes, and volcanoes.
As they did in Japan?
Yeah, and they can basically turn the Earth into a weapon of mass destruction, which is what they're trying to do. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Well, on a happier note...
Well, reality is always happy if you face reality and have a plan to survive and thrive. I knew these bastards were bad enough to try to threaten to cut off my power, even though it wasn't rational, so I have a 20-kilowatt generator. And in 3 weeks or less, I got to contact some people. I'm going to have my solar panels on as quickly as I can. But you have to be fearless but not careless. You have to realize you're dealing with a psychopathic, intent on murder enemy, and they have no restraint. And if people think that what I'm saying is not true, they're going to find the brunt end of it violently on top of their neck like a wild animal. And they're not going to be prepared, and they're not going to have the emotional or physical energy to be able to fight the battle because they haven't prepared in any way, shape, or form for the level of the intensity of the attack going to be on them personally, their family, their finances, their health, their home, everything they think of, because they dismiss people like me and think we're doing what I call bizarre late night or middle of the day entertainment and alternative radio when we are actually the news, and everything else is the snooze that puts you to sleep.
That's exactly right.
Anyway, Tipper, I got to run because I got to contact San Diego 10 News, and I got to make some other contacts here. But
thank you.
That information helps. People better wake up, and if they disagree with Dr. Deagle, they just say you're entitled to your opinion, but not the facts. And I have the facts, so wake up and smell the coffee.
Thank you so much, Dr. Deagle. I'll look forward to talking to you next time on the radio.
Okay, take care. Spread this audio far and wide.
I will. Thank you.